Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to NABWIT Talk. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, the architect of jobs, and the builder of sustainable communities. We advocate, mentor, and market our members. Some of you are listening live right now from your browser, and to become part of this wonderful conversation, this show, you'll be able to dial 714-459-3918. And dialing one will allow you to ask questions and make comments. In the latter part of this show, you'll be able to have that opportunity. While watching the show, post and repost, tweet and retweet, and share the word and the knowledge to everyone of what we are doing. You can also get to the NABWIT Talk by logging onto our website at www.nabwic.org and click on the microphone icon, the Blog Talk Radio icon, which will direct you to our show as well. Our shows are also archived. If you don't have time, every Wednesday morning from 8:30 in the morning till 9, you can always go back and listen to the and download the archive shows that we have available for you as well. Well, let me go ahead and jump right in. I am excited about this guest, Miss Marissa. She has been part of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. She is a wonderful woman who has great knowledge to share with us as well. A little bit more about Marissa. Marissa joined the organization recently. She's actually earned a bachelor's in economics, and she got into the construction industry as well. Now, just a little bit. Marissa, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Marissa, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Linda. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. In the words of Anne, I just said, if I wasn't you, I couldn't be any better. So, Marissa, tell me a little bit about your profession and your role in the construction industry.
Well, Linda, I'd just like to thank yourself as well as NABWIT for giving me the opportunity this morning to just to talk to other women in the construction industry and those who have an interest in furthering women in the construction industry. With regard to my profession, I am a cost engineer in project controls with a major engineering and construction firm. And basically what that means is my role, I have the responsibility along with the core project team of informing the client as to where they stand with regard to their budget on the project, and that forecast is basically where the project is headed cost-wise. And in addition to that, having some earned value measurement responsibility, which is extremely critical in assisting the client to determine where they are quantitatively with regard to percent complete on a project. So it's extremely rewarding and challenging field. It just keeps you busy. It keeps you moving. And it's an excellent industry for women as with regard to opportunities and challenges. So I do encourage women to come into the construction industry.
Great. And what are some of the biggest challenges that you face in your line of work?
We're working a lot with the subcontractors and the various engineers as you go through the life cycle process. Just working with them, keeping the lines of communication open, and just dealing with the various personality types that come with that. So that's part of the interesting aspects, and that's some of the things that create those challenges where you learn to interact with people in different ways, and it proves to be extremely rewarding.
Yes, I agree with that. What sparked your interest in becoming part of the construction industry? Because one of the biggest challenges is interacting with different characters and different personalities and bring them all together. With that in mind, what is it that made you decide that that's not such a big deal for you, you still want to pursue this career?
Well, for me, it started, you know, just as a child, just seeing various construction projects around me, and that just kind of ingrained in me very early, the whole process of first you pass by an area or a particular place where there's nothing, and a few months later you see some steel and siding going up, and then before you know it, a building stands where there wasn't something before. So just as a child, it was that left me with an impression. I thought it was a very incredible thing, a very awesome industry to get into, assisting someone to place a structure where there wasn't a structure before. And just incidentally, I grew up in a residential area, and on the corner there, a person sold part of the real estate of their property. and someone else purchased it, and they built a modular home, and that left a major impact on it because in about 6 to 8 weeks, there was an entire home standing where there wasn't before. So that was my first introduction to modular construction, and construction itself, just as a child, it just left a impact on me, a major impact on me extremely early in my life.
Great, great, great. Now, you and I spoke earlier, and you said as a child you enjoyed the tractor trucks. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, just seeing those major heavy pieces of equipment, so talking about the various bulldozers and the cranes and those things that just make the steel erected. So I thought that those heavy pieces of equipment, they were just incredible, just the things that they did and the things that they were able to accomplish, and just the size of them by themselves and just the whole erection and the rigging of the various pieces of equipment to just get a building done. That by itself, and just left a major impression on me how those things get done, and it's very orchestrated with regard to safety, and that stands at the forefront of getting those things rigged and that steel erected. So left a really good impression on me with regard to how that gets done. I just kind of wanted to be a part of something like that.
Okay, so I guess you'd be one of those young ladies who would appreciate the taco truck company for providing that sort of excitement for children. Just a little bit, I didn't introduce myself earlier. My name is Linda Lusson. I have been a member with NABRIC for a couple of years as well. NABRIC has been a great force for Black women in construction, a great networking avenue for Black women in construction, a great mentoring and also marketing avenue for all the Black women out there who are in construction and those who have an interest in Black women or minorities in construction as well. One of the big things that we do is mentorship, and part of the responsibilities that NABRIC has placed upon itself is to serve as a developmental means for young women between school and the market. And being a member, what suggestions do you have to women interested in the construction industry?
About themselves, of organizations such as NABRIC, where you mentioned the mentorship aspect of NABRIC, and the fact that they do offer that, just connecting with various women in the same industry who basically they're interested in not only furthering their own careers, but furthering your career as well. So they take a personal interest in you. They try to get to know what it is that you want to do, and then they try to assist you in furthering that. And so Ann McNeil is a big proponent of that in our discussion. She made me aware of that, which had me gave a great appreciation for NABRIC in itself, in addition to what it means wanting to mentor young women in the construction industry, but it's also deeply interested in every individual that belongs to NABRIC in furthering their own personal interests as well as the interests of the entire organization.
Great, great. And how did you as a child see your ideal become a reality?
In addition to having a fascination with the construction industry, I also really enjoyed numbers. I would like do long division for fun as a young child. So numbers is a big proponent of my life. I just gravitate towards math and numbers. So I took that and applied it to the choice of education. And the degree, as you mentioned earlier, that I received from Rutgers University was in economics, which the basic idea of economics is the efficient allocation of resources, and that goes hand in hand with regard to the construction industry, in that a client is most interested in how their resources are doing. So whether we're talking resources in terms of dollars, resources in terms of staff or the various subcontractors they hire, or resources in terms of time. So that degree helped me in the construction industry to assist the client and letting them know how efficiently they are doing with those various resources. And when I saw the opening at this major engineering construction firm, I applied, hoping and wishing that I would get in, and that's in fact what happened. And I started off on the engineering side, working with the engineers, progressing their drawings through earned value management, and just getting an idea of what percent complete-wise, where they were. And then that moved on into the construction industry, where I took those same drawings, and now they're schedule of values, and just progressing against those schedules of values to get a quantitative percent complete. So now that makes you involved with the whole life cycle process of the engineering and construction industry. So education played a key role in getting involved for me in the construction industry, so I encourage women to seek opportunities in education that would put them in line to get into the construction industry.
Great. You definitely picked the right industry to explore the allocation of resources and to put your background in economics into it. I'm pretty sure it was very challenging and exciting for you. And along with education, what other avenues do you think is important for a woman seeking a career in construction?
I'd just like to touch on mentorship. So whether it is formal or informal, mentorship plays a big role in assisting an individual to shape their career and learning what the next step is in their career, figuring out what avenues are available to them within their career. And mentorship, especially in an informal manner, can really do that for an individual. So just to give you an idea of what I mean by informal mentorship, I was in a conversation with Ann McNeil, who is the founder of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and it was just conversation. She was just giving me the lay of the land with regard to how NAPWIC is structured. And I shared with her in that same conversation some of the things I was looking to achieve, whether it was in the industry or in my own personal life. And just in that conversation, she shared with me three very potentially influential contacts that I could get in contact, letting them know that I was affiliated with NAPWIC, that I knew Ann McNeil. And so just that very instance right there, it just was someone who helped me further what my interest was in an informal manner, but that manner can potentially prove to be extremely helpful, influential in what I'm trying to do. And I encourage young women to develop a sphere of influence or a WHO network in terms of who they know and learning who can assist them. So again, an organization like NAPWIC who is into networking, into partnerships, into furthering not only their own interests, but their individual members' interests. Getting into an organization like that, coupling with mentorship, I think of it as a dwarf standing on the shoulders of giants. These mentors that are already in the organization that has years upon years of experience, and they are where you want to be, I would say avail yourselves of those individuals because they are there to assist, especially in an organization such as NAPWIC, because that's part of their purpose in even existing. So taking advantage of those individuals who have years on top of you, and I believe in also 6 degrees of separation. So wherever you want to go, you more than likely know someone, whether it's a few individuals removed, someone in your sphere of influence that can assist you in getting there. So again, along with education, mentorship plays a big role in assisting an individual into first deciding which career they want to go, and then once they find that career path, deciding how to navigate that career path to make that career most beneficial to them. So definitely availing of a mentorship program. So whether it's a formal setting or an informal setting, mentorship can be an invaluable aspect of assisting an individual in their career goals.
I agree. And for those young women who are listening to this talk and those who know of the young who you would like to mentor as well, send them over to NAPWIC and we can play that role and be that supportive help in mentoring these women. You can find us definitely on our website to get more information on how to join us as well at www.nabwic.org. We do have programs such as our Industry Day that is going towards helping young women in construction and increasing the amount of young women in construction. Now, Marissa, what do you think it will take to increase the number of women in the construction industry?
Again, mentioning opportunities and mentioning to organizations such as NAPWIC that can assist those young women and just deciding on what their career path could potentially be. And also going into the schools where these young women are and doing career days, letting them know that an occupation in the construction industry is definitely an option for them. So along with those traditional careers that are presented to young women, also these what's considered a non-traditional industry, the construction industry for a woman, letting them know that firsthand that they do have these opportunities, and so that way they can maneuver things at a very young age to make sure that they're in a position to start a career in the construction industry.
Okay. And Marissa, not only are you really in the construction industry, but you have another venture. Tell me a little bit more about your current venture.
Well, being in the construction industry and working on various construction sites, it's imperative that PPE is worn in the various areas where it's necessary. And I find that the work boot, it lacks a certain sort of appeal. It has the safety aspects, which is what it's there for, paramount. That's what it's, the purpose is for. But the aesthetic appeal to it, it left something lacking as far as I was concerned. And I took on the challenge of giving that safety toe work boot a facelift, if you will. So we give an individual an opportunity to not only have a work boot on that's safe and meets the national standard, but also gives them something that's appealing, appeals to the femininity of a woman. And there is, based on the U.S. Department of Labor statistics, there's about 10% of women in the construction industry. So I feel that it's time for them to have footwear that appeals to their needs and that caters and embraces women in construction. So that's basically,
I agree.
Yeah, that's definitely missing. I just kind of want to give them that option, and so that's what Taiyi Work Couture is all about. So giving them a facelift to the workforce for women and just giving them more options, something that's more appealing, but it's still safe.
Right. Keep a little bit of femininity on the side with safety shoes. And how,
right,
can we,
exactly,
how can we see more of your of this product?
Well, it's at TaiyiWorkCouture.com, so that's TaiyiWorkCouture.com, and now it's available for pre-order. We're going to have the official launch in October in connection with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we're looking forward to that launch in October. And you can stop by the site. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to bookmark that site, because over the next 30 to 45 days, you'll see the site updated with newer styles. Right now, we have some basic styles there, but you want to keep continuing to visit that site, because we're going to upload newer styles at TaiyiWorkCouture.com. And also, too, if you can kind of understand where this is going, and if you have an investment interest in Taiyi Work Couture, you can definitely drop us a line on our contact page here at Taiyi Work Couture. So that's TaiyiWorkCouture.com. And just drop us a note. Let us know you're interested in investing, or let us know you're interested in getting more information on the official launch in October. Or let us know just you're happy to hear that we're out there. So just definitely stop by that site, and you're going to also want to bookmark it.
Thank you, Marissa. Thank you. And this is what we'd like to, NABIC would also like to say thank you for that as well. Back to the question about women in construction, what do you think will result from increasing the number of women in the construction industry?
It will assist the women in getting more career options, but not only that, assisting them in financial independence. So a career in the construction industry can prove to be extremely beneficial financially. It can also open up the various markets with regards to suppliers and what's out there for these various individuals who are looking to construct, and just increasing the number of alliances and partnerships and healthier economics, healthy commerce between these various construction companies and these individuals that have a need to construct. So increasing the number of women in construction, it will not only assist a woman in gaining the financial independence that's looked for when you're trying to find a career, but it will also benefit the market in developing additional alliances and partnerships and just healthier economics all the way around.
Okay, great, great. We have about 10 minutes left on the show, and what we normally do is open up the line for anyone who has any questions for Marissa. You can call in at 714-459-3918, and how it will work, dialing 1 will raise your hand, letting me know that you have a question. And what I will do is repeat the last 4 numbers of your phone number to recognize that you are the one that I'm going to speak with. Right now, I have a caller, 3055. Welcome to the line, caller. What is your question?
Hi, thank you. This is Dara. Marissa, I have a question for you about how you got support with your venture in feminine appropriate PPE.
Good morning, Dara. Thank you for your question. Actually, just on the various construction sites, everyone kind of knew me for liking to wear certain styles of shoes. So what I did eventually, I got a partnership with one of the individuals that I work with. They approached me and they said, hey, why not take your mic for fashion and turn it into something that can work for you. So again, working with the network that I already knew within my sphere of influence, I found someone who had a similar interest to me and that were willing to partner with me to supply some of the financial backing needed to start such a venture. So that just speaks to how important it is to developing a network, a sphere of influence, who you know, because through developing such a network of individuals, you'll find someone who has a similar interest with you. And sometimes initially you may not even realize that that individual has an interest, the same interest as you, but as you develop, continue to develop the professional relationships, you do find that you have quite a number of things in common.
And I think it also is a great testimony to the fact that you were able to be your own individual self, and it was out there and known that you had that kind of specific interest, so you don't have to hide the fact that you're a woman in construction when you're in construction. So I find your story fascinating, and I applaud you, and it's great that you're such an entrepreneur. I think you'll be a great example to women in construction.
Thank you, Dara, for that support.
And thank you for that question as well. Now, Marissa, let me ask you another question. What assisted you on your journey when you did go through from your bachelor's and into the industry?
I would say that just along the way, just finding individuals that didn't necessarily focus on the fact that I was a woman, but they saw the skills that I possessed and what potential I had very early on. So that was extremely beneficial for me once I got into the industry, letting my direct report know exactly what I wanted to achieve, and they made the opportunities available for me as they came about. So it helped me to move from the engineering side of the industry over to the construction side of the industry. So I would also say letting your career aspirations be known by your direct reports as well as under individuals that you work with. It can assist you in achieving that and just making various things happen for you. The more individuals that are aware of exactly what you want to achieve, the more that it makes it possible for them to assist you in achieving what your goals are.
Okay, great. Any other callers on the line who have a question for Marissa? Now is the time to ask. I have caller, last four digits, 3794. You're on the air. State your name.
Hi, my name is Julissa. I wanted to know where your launch party would be located. You said in October. Do you have a date or location?
Good morning, Julissa. Thank you for your question. Actually, it will be in the Metro Philadelphia area. So we're looking in the Philadelphia area, and we have a tentative date of October the 27th. But, Julissa, what I would encourage you to do is go over to TaiyuraCouture.com and drop us a note. Let us know that you want to be in the know with regards to what's happening with the launch event in October. So that's TaiyuraCouture.com. And just let us know that you want to be in the loop on that. We'll definitely keep you abreast of everything that's going on and how you can get additional information. So thank you for that question, Julissa.
Thank you.
Thank you, Delisa. We appreciate that as well. Another caller, number 7528, you're on the air.
Good morning. This is Deborah Thompson in Jacksonville, Florida. Give me that website that you just rattled off one more time. I didn't get all of those letters.
Okay. Good morning, Deborah. Thank you for that. So it's TaiyuraCouture.com.
And that's T as in Tom. Can you repeat that one more time for us, Marissa?
Yes, so that's T as in Tom, A as in Apple, I as in Ice, L as in Linda, L as in Linda, E as in Elephant, U as in an Umbrella, R as in Reed, C as in Cat, O as in Octopus, U as in Umbrella, T as in Tom, U as in Umbrella, R as in Reed, eisandelephant.com.
And what we'll also do is upload that on our Blog Talk Radio. You'll be able to click on Marissa's call and read her biography, and we'll have that there for you as well. And to get on our Blog Talk Radio, go to our website at www.nabwic.org, and we will encourage everyone to be part of NABWIC, to be a member of NABWIC, because part of ours is also marketing. And part of it is also networking and bringing Black women in construction together and those who have an interest in the industry as well. We do encourage all you guys to go to our website, read up about us, join our membership, spread this post, tweet and retweet, post and repost, as we would say as well. Let everyone know who we are, what we're doing. I have another caller on the line, number 0184. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives. And I want to thank you, Linda, for taking on this responsibility of being our host for today's show. And Marissa, you've done a wonderful job, and thank you also for helping us to continue to brand NABWIC and also this particular Blog Talk Radio show. And I want to encourage us to share these shows with our friends and also high schoolers and elementary kids and junior high schoolers. I mean, a lot of people tweet and do Facebook, and I think that the more we share this message, the more people will realize that this industry is an industry for everybody. And Marissa, you did a great job. I love the stories you told about the heavy equipment and a lot of the things that traditionally women don't think about. So I just wanted to just come on and just say thank you, everybody, and Tanya in the back room, you're being a solid force back there. But just wanted to just come on and just say thank you, everybody, and all of the callers, and all of you did a great job. Thank you.
Good morning, Ann. Thank you.
Okay, we have about 2 minutes left on the show. We will conclude this show. Marissa, thank you very much again for sharing your story with us, telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the industry, what the industry has done for you, and also the venture that you're taking on outside of that as well. I think those boots will be a hot success. I'm actually looking forward to those boots because it has been. I, too. I'm into fashion and would love to see that, on the work site as well. Something that looks good, feels good, and it serves its purpose for the duties that I have to do as well. Now, thank you, Marissa, very, very much. And for all of you who are listening, thank you very much for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We actually become a part of us. We actually invite the young to become a part of us. And let us serve as your avenue for mentorship. Let us serve as your avenue for advocates and as your avenue to market whatever venture that you're in as well. We thank you again, and you all have a wonderful day.
Thank you.